T-Mobile.
KF4NXY, David.
David, how's that cup of coffee?
I can't drink coffee this morning. I gotta go have a stress test done, and couldn't have anything to eat or drink after 4 a.m., so kind of having to skip the coffee today.
That ain't no good. Well, I hope that the test goes well for you today, though.
Me too. I had the EKG and blood test done yesterday. I'm doing a pre-op thing. I got a clogged up carotid artery in my neck, and the surgeon's going to go in and clean the thing out on December 19th.
Yeah, well, we'll be thinking about you, hoping for the best. They've come a long way on doing that kind of stuff.
Yes, sir. He said it's a serious thing to take care of, but it's kind of like, a lot of the heart surgery stuff anymore. It's almost routine, and they about an hour and a half, and then spend the night in the hospital. We should be coming home the next day.
New person.
I think I probably will, because, I've got, the artery on the left side, is doing all the work, because the one on the right side's pretty almost completely clogged up, so get a whole lot more blood flow going to the brain, and feel better, think better, and, see a noticeable improvement.
Sorry about the delay. I was going by one of them electronic signs, and it causes all kinds of interference.
I guess you're headed into work.
One for this week, so that'll be good.
Any extra time off for Christmas?
The Christmas off. The plant's closed 4 days, and I took a vacation day for the other one. And then I got to go back on like the 30th. I think it's that Monday after Christmas.
Yeah, my wife used to take a couple of vacation days, during Christmas. And that way, she didn't have to go back till after the first of the year.
And I get about 10 days off, and then go back for two, and have one off, and then go back for two, and then have a couple more off. Then start the new year.
Oh, yeah. Well, me and her are both retired now, and most of our coming and goings seem to be taking me to the doctor a good bit lately, but I guess when you're a 1956 model, you got to go into the shop and get worked on more often.
That and upkeep is a little bit more, right? But I'm not real far behind you.
Yeah, I tell people if I'd have known I was going to live to be this old, I'd have took better care of myself when I was young.
Truth. I'm working with a bunch of guys, they did football and everything when they were in high school, and now they're really paying the price.
Oh, yeah. Parents used to tell me and my brothers, wear at least a t-shirt out there. It's cold. Your bones are going to hurt when you get old. Well, yeah, they were right.
TFW. Yeah, roger on that. We all got aches.
But like my wife keeps telling me, it sure beats the alternative. And little old lady at church told me one Sunday morning, she said, I asked her how she was doing, and she said, well, I'm looking down at the flowers instead of up at the roots, and that pretty well sums it up. As long as I'm up and able to move around and still talk to people, it's a great day.
Got that right.
Good morning, guys, in 4AZE.
KN4TFW.
Dude, come on in here, KF4NXY.
Right, hey, Ken, and it's Dave, isn't it? Prefer Dave or David?
It's, most of the time, it's David.
Guy, right?
You don't say, well, that's the old guy.
Six model, right?
G6 vintage. I think it doubled you, 1956.
I'm a 1960 model.
I like those, what were they, 60 and 61 bubble top Impalas.
I like a 62 model.
Some of those had, what, the 409s?
283. We had an old Ford had a 460 in it.
The hot rod, wasn't it?
Heavy with the 283 high performance, man, that thing strolled along real good.
Screaming little motors, you know, just even though they're that little, those things would scream. I'm a 52 vintage.
Out this morning.
They came and put that generator in yesterday. They had something happened with somebody. I think they had a cancellation or something, but anyway, I got the spot. So they put it in. It's all wired up and in where the gas people are supposed to come out. I didn't know this, but the gas company actually hooks the generator up to the gas meter. And then we got the the co-op's got to come out. The power company has to come out and inspect it, and then then they'll make their final connections and good to go.
Well, it sounds like you've got a new power supply. You don't have any kind of sound coming in there along with your audio.
This one ever said anything about that. I do. I've got a new one. I talked to Patrick on it the other day and asked him, and he said it was clean. So, yeah, you're right. I got a new power supply. Yeah, very observant.
Top shelf now. Sounds real good.
Guys going anymore. Are you on your way to work, Ken?
Halfway there.
Hope you're earlier than I thought.
10 till 6.
And look at the clock. I just got up. I was rolling around in bed. I said, it's got to be time to get up. So I did. And hadn't looked at the clock. I just came down to the shop and turned the TV on and turned the radio on, kicked back in my recliner here.
You ain't got no cup of coffee?
Coffee? I tried. Vicky drinks it. You know, she has a cup in the morning and then a cup later in the day, but I've tried it all different kind of ways. It just never took. I tried drinking when I was young, and I couldn't do that either, so I missed out on all the good stuff like drinking and coffee.
You pass on my coffee today, going in for a stress test.
I did one of those a couple of years ago. Man, they put me on that treadmill, and I didn't last but 12 minutes. I couldn't, my legs wouldn't go anymore, and it was murder.
They're mostly going to shoot me up with that dye in my veins and maybe put me on the treadmill a little bit, but I think that's the road they're going with me.
Well, it's not but 10 or 12 minutes, but man, they crank, they don't tell you they crank that thing like you're running straight uphill, and yeah, that's Murray. And then you give completely out. My legs were like spaghetti, and then they lay you on this, they'll shoot you, it would just dive in, and then lay you on the table, and they do what do you call it, an ultrasound?
I've had them do that dive with me before. I didn't care for the way it made me feel. It made my head feel kind of strange.
My head, it made me feel warm, or feel it. I can feel it going through my body.
It wasn't very pleasant. I didn't really care for it.
I don't know if I do. See, they told me, they said, we want you to run till you can't do it anymore. And I thought, you know, that I stop immediately, but you don't. They wind you down. Then you got to, after you, it's another minute before you're done. You think, you know, when you think you're done, I thought I was done, and I couldn't go another minute, but somehow I managed to wind down, but that was awful.
Find any bad things with your heart?
I can't take Advil. It makes my heart skippy. And because, see, that's what I went there for. I thought something was going on in my heart, and they thought it was some kind of fib or something. And anyway, it turns out Advil interferes with the way my heart does. It makes it just kind of skip, you know.
Some medicines can do that. We'll kick it back over to Ken, KF4NXY.
I'm just here along for the ride, and that, yeah, I had to do one of those stress tests years ago, but I'm in a little bit better shape now. I'm usually getting 12 to 14,000 steps a day.
How far is that?
About 5 miles, maybe? When we were at the beach, I got in 28,000 a couple of days.
And that's good. If you can, yeah, I should have done that. Probably should do it now, really. But, yeah, you probably stay on a treadmill for an hour or more.
Walking around the plant, doing my job. Uphill, downhill, up the stairs, down the stairs.
Retired, I don't seem to do that much now. Sometimes I'm up and down ladders and things a little bit, you know, but, and I walk around the shop, but I don't, no mileage like that.
If the dog thinks she needs to go for a walk.
Did you have to run on the treadmill?
No, I don't really remember. I think it's probably been about 10 years or so ago. I was just a little bit out of shape. I've lost about 20 pounds since then, so.
I told the doctor, you know, I said, you know, they put me on a treadmill after it was all done. I said, you know, I had my heart kind of skipping, and we don't know what it is, so y'all going to run me. And I said, that's like taking a car that's got a little knock in it, and you just put it on the track and floor it. And because I said, well, what happened if I blew up or something while I was doing all that? They said, well, we got doctors standing by.
Tender procedure to find the problem.
If your engine's got a knock in it, you sure don't want to take it up high RPM and just hold it there for as long as you can, see what happens.
The idea for a car, and I see your point. I don't think it's really a good idea for a person either, but yeah, the doctors, they do that. They're like, okay, let's crank him up and put him wide open, see what happens.
Tipping. Yeah, just under normal use, and now they want, well, we'll find out what's going on with this thing. We're going to open this thing up and run it and see what happens. Do another one. I'm gonna tell them I'm wore out before I'm wore out.
Come on back, Ken.
Wore out before you wore out, then they might diagnose a problem that really ain't there.
What I'm going to do is give myself a minute to wind down, because I was about to fall that last minute. I couldn't even feel my legs. N4AZE.
KN4TFW.
N4AZE.
KF4NXY, David.
Gentlemen, y'all killing me this morning. I'm just dying laughing going down the road.
One of those tests, have you?
Sorry, I doubled with you. Go ahead, Dan.
No test yet.
I had one, unfortunately. Yeah, I had a nuclear stress test, and it's definitely a fun experience. But just hearing you talk about it, it's killing me.
Well, I don't think mine was like that. They didn't call it that.
They gave me some kind of injection, and and put me in a machine, I guess to read whatever it was. I thought it was a dye or something that they can see. And then they stuck me on the treadmill, put me in a room or whatever to monitor, and then I had to go back in the machine if I remember correctly. But yeah, it sounds very similar.
It sounded like you had an extra step added to you.
Insurance money out of me.
Because I know a lot of old people that I tell them they get caught up in the death circle. It's where you go to a doctor and, you know, you're fine. You go there for something, whatever. Then he said, well, I want to send you to my buddy and let him, then you wind up going from a cardiologist to a lung guy. And the next thing you know, he passes you on to his buddy. They're all making money off of you. And you keep doing it. Now you're constantly going to doctors like every 2 weeks. And you come back in a big, like a roundabout. You go in with, it seemed like nothing wrong with them. And then inside of like a year or so, they're in the hospital dying. Because they just kept going to these doctors over and over.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Go ahead, King, you had to comment early.
I'm just right here riding along. It'll be my time for too long to do some of that stuff. I need to make another doctor's appointment. And it's been about a year since I've been there.
Roundabout. They tried that with me, you know. They said, well, I want to send you to such and such. And, of course, and I did. I went there. And then they say, well, I want to send you to so-and-so. And I finally told myself, I'm not getting caught up in all this. I said, I've seen this. I know a lot of people have done this, and I'm not doing it. There's nothing wrong. If I find anything wrong, they said, well, no, but we want to check, and I want to have this checked, and he's going to check that. And I opted out of it. I said, look, if I got a problem, I'll let you know. In 4AZE.
Put me on a low-dose cholesterol medicine just for precaution. They didn't really find anything. KN4 TFW.
It's cholesterol medicine. It's what do you call it? Crestor.
Gonna eat the bug out and start getting ready to head in. My thing starts real early this morning. All y'all have a good day. I'll catch you later. KF4NXY.
All right, 73, Dave. I hope all goes well with you today, and we'll catch you later. KN4 TFW.
Yeah, see you later, N4A's Eddie.
Good, David. 73, KO4, see ya.
I ordered a couple of, airplanes. I got a F-51 Mustang and a PT-19 airplane train. These Cox, what they are, a little control line. But we were talking about those airplanes.
It's most of that. I heard you say something about control line. I was pulling in the plant parking lot, and it cuts out half my signal.
I ordered, they have them on eBay, a PT-19 control line and a F-51 Comet Mustang. I got those. They came in from eBay.
Are you going to fly it, or are you going to put it away?
I kind of got it for the grandson, because he loves airplanes, but I thought, you know, I got a big backyard. I can fly it in the backyard, I guess, but, and it's grass, so probably wouldn't tear it up too bad, I don't guess.
Too bad. Shoot. Get him out there, lay him flat a little bit.
He's almost three. He can't, anything I give him, he tears it up. You know, I've given him a little airplane before, and it's in an hour, they're torn up.
Too young to start with, but that'd be definitely fun for him. I mean, you know, when he gets older, if you held on to it, you can't hardly find those things anymore.
Start collecting some of those things for him, hang them up in his room, you know. They got all kinds of them out there. They got them brand new out there, too. They're pretty expensive.
I'd have thought that. Well, gentlemen, I'm here in the parking lot. I'm going to start my walk on in. Y'all have a good one today. Ken, be safe out there, and hopefully we'll holler at you later today. But if I don't hear from you, y'all have a great weekend. 73-KO4-CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Enjoy that Friday. KN4-TFW.
I hate you got to work today, but it'll be over before you know it, and then it'll be the weekend. Back to you, Ken.
Continue your Social Security.
You know, I really appreciate that, guys. I do. And if you can get some overtime in, that'd be good, too.
Yeah. It's wrong time of year right now for overtime for us. Now we're kind of slowing down for the end of the year.
Yeah, because it's not, man, it's going by so quick. I mean, it's like Thanksgiving. It seemed like just the other day it was summer.
Because when you know, when you're a kid of 10, you know a year is a tenth of your life. But now it's like, what, 1/70th of your life. And that's just a little bit.
I hope it's like into the 1/90th because I'm already at the 70 part.
I hope I can make it there. Longevity's on part one side of my family anyway.
Oh, yeah, because my grandparents lived, one of them made it to 101. Of course, they lived different than I did. They ate different, too. I grew up eating all the stuff probably we're not supposed to. All these chemicals, you know.
Yeah, my grandparents on my mother's side, they were all, you know, in the mid-90s. And some of her sisters were over 100. And my dad's side, the men usually have some kind of heart problems early on, and my brother's had it. He's younger than me, but I don't have any issues right now.
It works. You know, you can skip generations and things. And like one of my sisters had arthritis, and it started getting her pretty early, but I never wound up with anything.
And I'll have a little bit. I mean, once in a while my hands hurt, but not anything I can't deal with right now anyway. KN4 TFW.
We're bad to use our hands for hammers, you know. We won't stop and go get a hammer. We'll bang on it with our hands, you know.
Our age, you got to do it smarter, not harder.
Lucky I hadn't had any kind of arthritis or anything. I get around probably almost as good as I was when I was young. I can't go running and stuff a lot. I'm not in that kind of shape, but as far as I can still do, climb around, get on the floor, climb around, do whatever I want so far.
Here. Well, I'm rolling down to the gate, so I'm going to have to say 7-3 to get my party started here. But you have an awesome Friday, and enjoy it. Be safe and that, and maybe I can catch you later down the log. KN4 TFW.
Don't work too hard. Be over before you know it, and it'll be the weekend. Get to have some fun. Catch you guys later. Anybody listening out there, toodles, everybody. N4AZ.
KQ4 WQM 73s, you have a good night there. Good morning, whatever you're doing. 73.
Didn't know you're out there. Good morning to you. And 73s, N4AZ.
73, Christian. KN4 TFW.